I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News, with the president's weekly address. Now, President Donald Trump.
Thank you very much. At my direction, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is issuing guidance for communities of faith. I want to thank Dr. Redfield and the CDC for their work on this matter and all the other work they've been doing over the past what now seems like a long period of time. Today, I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right. So I'm correcting this injustice and calling houses of worship essential. I call upon governors to allow our churches and places of worship to open right now. If there's any question, they're going to have to call me, but they're not going to be successful in that call. These are places that hold our society together and keep our people united. The people are demanding to go to church and synagogue, go to their mosque. Many millions of Americans embrace worship as an essential part of life. The ministers, pastors, rabbis, imams, and other faith leaders will make sure that their congregations are safe as they gather and pray. I know them well. They love their congregations. They love their people. They don't want anything bad to happen to them or to anybody else. The governors need to do the right thing and allow these very important essential places of faith to open right now, for this weekend. If they don't do it, I will override the governors. In America, we need more prayer, not less. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, everyone. You can do a follow-up with me. But before I start my portion of the briefing, there were just a few things I wanted to note for you all. It's encouraging to see America start to reopen and the great work President Trump has done for the faith community going into this weekend. We have a First Amendment. It's very important that we protect that. And these churches, these synagogues, these mosques, they are essential, and President Trump underscored that. And with that, I will take questions from you all.
Kaylee?
Yes.
A couple of questions to follow up on the president's announcement. First, just to clarify, he came out and said, I'm calling upon governors to allow churches and places of worship to open up right now. Dr. Birx said in areas where they have high cases of COVID-19, maybe they should think about waiting a week. So which is it, and why the mixed messaging?
That's up to the governors. As it's said in our guidance, we note that while many types of gatherings are important for civic and economic well-being, religious worship has particularly profound significance to communities and individuals, including as a right protected by the First Amendment. The president wants to see these communities open. Dr. Birx was integral to making these guidelines, and they lay out a pretty clear path for faith communities to reopen.
The president said he's going to override the governors. Under what authority would he do that? And to your point, he said several weeks ago, this is all up to the governors.
Well, I think you're posing a hypothetical, and I think we can all hope that we see governors.
Would override the governors.
You're posing a hypothetical, though. You're assuming that governors are going to keep churches shut down and keep mosques shut down and keep synagogues shut down. That is a hypothetical question, and we will leave it to these faith communities to reopen.
And said if governors don't
we'll leave it to faith communities to reopen.
And
Kristen, I think we can all hope that this Sunday people are allowed to pray to their gods across this country. That's a good thing. And I'd also note there's detailed guidance in here about the way that you can clean your facilities, promote social distancing. So this is something that we should all look at and be thankful that we are encouraging these faith communities to reopen and do so in a safe way. And we'll leave it to parishes to open in a safe fashion.
What story is the president referencing?
Does the White House now support these churches that are defying governor's orders and opening up?
The president's been very clear. He wants churches to reopen. He wants them to do it safely. He wants them to do it in accordance with our guidance. It's laid out very detailed. It's posted now, so you can all take a look through it. And he wants to see all of those churches open in a safe fashion.
The governor does not allow that. Does the White House support churches defying these executive orders?
The president's been very clear. He wants to see churches reopen in accordance with his guidelines.
So the answer is yes?
I just gave you an answer.
The president would like churches to reopen and do it in accordance with the guidelines.
What specific provision of federal law allows the president to override a governor's
decision? The president will strongly encourage every governor to allow their churches to reopen.
And boy, it's interesting to be in a room that desperately wants to seem to see these churches and houses of worship stay closed.
The president said that he has that.
Haley, I object to that. I mean, I go to church. I'm dying to go back to church. The question that we're asking you and would like to have asked the president is it safe? And if it's not safe, is the president trying to encourage that? Or does the president agree with Dr. Birx that people should wait?
Jeff, it is safe to reopen your churches if you do so in accordance with the guidelines, which are laid out very stringent detail here about promoting hygiene practices, and there are 5 bullet points and cloth face coverings. If social distancing is not possible, it's recommended. Intensifying cleanings, promoting social distance, we lay them out meticulously. So I am thankful that we have a president that celebrates the First Amendment. The same amendment that gives you all the ability to ask me questions is there to have the freedom of worship so imams and pastors can go to their churches, can go to their places of worship, and can celebrate what is a First Amendment right in this country, which is to pray to your God and to practice your faith.
And we celebrate
Chanel.
That too.
And so
certainly
we should be thankful
Amendment
that there are guidelines
part.
To allow us to re-engage in that behavior.
We're not asking you if the president or people are allowing Americans to pray. That's not the
to
question.
To gather
that
in their places
here.
Of worship, to attend church services, to pray together. And the president has laid out a clear path for this to take place, for our First Amendment to be exercised in a way that is safe and robust. And that is something that is a good thing, and I'm thankful that we have a president who celebrates the First Amendment and helps it to be celebrated in its fullest and most robust way possible.
I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.